Welcome to the Stronger Women Podcast, a ministry of the Baker Heights Church of Christ in Abilene, Texas. I'm Casey, and today I want to introduce to you Miss Johanna Taylor. She's a close friend of mine and a member here at Baker Heights, and she's here to talk about children's ministry today. Hey,
hi.
Thanks for being on.
Sure.
Can you just tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm Johanna Taylor. Me and my husband have gone here for quite a long time. My husband grew up coming to Baker Heights, and then this is where we met, and I've been coming here since college, and so that's been over 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
So now our children are coming up and going through our programs, and so it's a kind of an interesting life cycle that we're in right now. But I'm a teacher outside of church. I teach science, and we have three kids. Bennett is our oldest, and then we have our middle one, Cullen, and then our little two-year-old, Jessie Kate, that all come and participate in here at Baker Heights.
Awesome. Well, here at our congregation, we have a children's ministry, part of our children's ministry, and we refer to it as CBC. Can you talk to us about what CBC is and how you got started in it?
Sure. CBC, it stands for Children's Bible Church, and I'll kind of go into how CBC even got started here at Baker Heights. It was actually my in-laws who began the program.
Nice.
They began this, I think my father-in-law said, 87 or 88.
They, oh, wow.
Yeah. It was when they had just moved back to the area from New Mexico, and they were looking for a church home, and they had visited here. And they had come from a congregation in New Mexico that had a children's Bible church. It's very similar to our program now. And they were looking for a church that had something like that. And I think they had mentioned it when they had were visiting around. Well, someone tapped them on the shoulder here. Hey, do you want to start a program here like that?
Yeah.
And so that's what pulled them into Baker Heights and what pulled their family into coming here. And they started the children's ministry when their kids were little. So my husband grew up going through it. He was probably five or six when they started.
Yeah.
And he went through CBC, and they did it for many years, and then they passed it over. When I personally got started, a couple that they had tapped on the shoulder to take it over were the West, Jason and Jamie. They no longer go here, but they were in charge of it. And once a month, the college group, we had a pretty large college group at the time, and they would send around a sign-up sheet and say, hey, who wants to help us with CBC tonight? And they would have puppets, actors, you know, helping out, you know, just sitting with the kids, interacting. And so you just, it could change from month to month, but you just signed up. And so I did everything. I was an actor, I was a puppet. And
it's a good way to get.
So it was a good way to get plugged. Good way to get people involved, plugged in. It gave us something to do, a reason to come back on Sunday night, especially when you're in college, it tend to not go because you always have stuff pulling your attention, but it was a good way that got me involved when I was still in school. And so that's how I began. And that was 20 years ago.
You're not that old.
Yeah, no. So then now that, you know, and we moved away for a bit, but then when we came back, you know, I came and jumped in, helped on a puppet team. Always tried to, I've been a leader. And then in the last year or two, they needed another coordinator. We try to share the coordinator role. And so I coordinate 1 week out of the month, and I have a team. You're on my team.
Yes, I am.
And then it's, you know, I was thinking about this. There's, besides my husband, there are two other people on my puppet team I've been doing this with since college. So it's been really cool to, you know, see how the ministry has changed. And then also our kids are growing up and going through it, just seeing them enjoy the same things that, you know, my husband did, and then us participating in at, before we had kids, now that we have kids. And it's been a ministry here for over 25 years.
Yeah.
And it's pulled in countless people, I think.
Yeah, adults and kids.
Adults and kids. For sure.
So. And you said it was Sunday nights. I don't know if our audience needs clarification, but it's not, a lot of churches do it like on Sunday mornings.
So yeah, it's similar to what, you know, other congregations would do on a Sunday morning, like a sunshine hour or a children's worship.
Yeah.
But ours is, I think that's what makes ours unique, is that it's on a Sunday evening when parents can come back and truly, you know, drop their kids off to get another Bible story interaction. Like they, you know, even more fun and interactive than, you know, a typical Bible class would be. Because we sing songs, we have puppets. We do, you know, skits sometimes. We usually have, each week has a different guest. My week, I have a farmer who comes in and his chicken lays really big eggs that have elements from the story that help the kids, you know, remember and go through the story.
Why
and
do so kids like the eggs so much?
I don't know. they do. Eggs. They love, I guess it's like, you know, the prize eggs that you get out of the machines. And but they love those. And so each week there's something different because we have different coordinators. But so we each, you know, bring something different.
Yeah.
But I think that's unique that we have, you know, if you want to say excuse or a reason to come back on Sunday night to one, for the parents to get a more in-depth Bible study. And then two, just that fellowship you can have more on a Sunday evening than sometimes on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And your kids have a place to go and have fun.
And they're all together in a big group.
We have
Bible classes on Sunday mornings and Wednesdays where they're in a smaller group and have a consistent teacher every week. But this, they get to kind of all be together.
Yes, that is another good point. Cool. They're all together with all of their friends, and we try to make it fun. I know one of the other weeks, one of the couples, they typically do a review fishing game where the kids get to go fishing and pull out review questions. And
yeah, that's fun.
So they try to do something different every week to have them to look forward to doing different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're already touching on a little bit, but what are some of the benefits you've seen for the kids being a part of CBC?
Well, you know, one, getting their parents here, you know, a lot of times you know, as a parent now, you're exhausted and pulled in many different directions. But a lot of times when I'm not feeling it, my kids will be like, "Hey, are we not going to church?" "Yes, we're going to church."
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, your kids are really good about helping you, reminding you what's important, where to spend your time.
Yeah.
And so getting, you know, getting parents there, it's a great excuse for parents to come back. And also, too, the way our curriculum works, we do the same story on Sunday night that they get on Sunday morning. So they get a repeat of the story. So it kind of solidifies the story and they hear it a second time. Or if for some reason you did miss Bible class, you get it and you didn't miss the Bible story for the week and you'll be fine for next week and know what's going on. And a good way, you know, kind of catching you up if you did miss Bible class. But
And they get that different teaching style. I mean, some kids may respond better to hearing it from like a puppet or, you know,
you never know what might, you know, hit a kid differently, just, you know, hearing and seeing the story in different ways.
So,
trying to think I know one of our members here said it was just always nice. That's what got her coming here. Was when her girls were little, was she said, and her husband was in the military. And so he was gone for months at a time. And so it was nice just to have a place that her girls could come and she could, you know, sit down and have a deep breath and take a break and get a Bible study. And her kids are getting a Bible story and she could have a minute to herself. And especially if, you know, you find yourself in a situation like that.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have a place that you know your kids are having fun and taking care of. And learning about Jesus and
and the Bible. And being as an adult coming back for Sunday nights, Sunday mornings are just kind of a blur sometimes because like trying to get everybody ready and sometimes we're grumpy and sometimes you have to take kids out who can't be quiet. And it's just, it seems calmer for some reason on Sunday nights and that I feel like I get to fellowship a little more on Sunday nights a lot of times because I don't know why. Why is that? Just
I guess,
more relaxed or... Well, we have our class.
We have our class. Yeah, we have our parents class. that we, you know, we all get together. So I guess just being able to see each other, because, you know, like you're saying on Sunday mornings, a lot of times a lot of us teach class.
Yes,
or true. Our husbands have responsibilities. And so it's, I know it is kind of a blur. And before you know it, it's like, okay, all your kids are hungry and you
usher
out the door. And you might not talk to people as much, but this way you come back, you have a little bit more time. You know your kids are in there playing and you don't have to like, where are they now? They're taken care of and they're learning about the Bible. So that's the biggest part. And so it's just, it's nice. And I encourage anybody to bring their kids. We have about regularly about 15 kids we have right now. We'd love to see more. For sure.
So we did touch on this a little bit too, but how has being involved in children's ministry affected like your personal faith?
You know, it's just, you know, as you grow being a Christian and grow as an adult in different stages of life, you know, kind of like that circle of life sort of thing where, you know, like for my husband, for example, he grew up doing CBC and then he helped in CBC and now his kids are in CBC and we actually have two who are actually old enough to not be in CBC anymore.
So sad.
Which is so sad whenever I was always,
when they graduate.
They graduate. This was the first year that our middle one, he's in third grade. And so, our CBC, if I hadn't said yet, it's for 2 through 2nd grade. We have stuff, different stuff for kids 3 through 5th grade. And so this was the first year, and every Sunday for the first few months, I'm like, Colin, come. I'm like, no, you're not in here anymore. Yeah. And so just watching yourself grow and then your kids grow, you know, just your faith develops differently when you become a parent and you see what's important and the things you need to focus on. And and this is a great tool. CBC is a great tool. To help parents with that.
I know personally working with our little group, being a leader, it really makes you learn the story too.
Like, yeah, it does. It does when you're prepping.
Doing those stories. And when we try at Baker Heights, try to go through the whole entire Bible every year, which is great. But it really solidifies the Bible for me too, hearing those stories but also getting to know my team.
Yes.
Like Micah and your husband and you and the Sumners. And it just, you get closer to each other too.
Yeah. That's what, I haven't really touched on that, our curriculum. I'm glad you brought that up. But yeah, our Bible class curriculum, we, our whole goal is to have the kids go through the Bible every 2 years. And so right now, this year, our focus is the Old Testament, all the Old Testament stories. And then starting, I guess in the summer, we'll switch over to New Testament. And so our goal is by the time if they, you know, start real little, they should have the Bible at least 3 times by the time they, you know, go into our youth group and enter in 6th grade. And I know my oldest had that, you know, that has happened for him. And I know he knows things about the Bible I did not know at his age. And so, you know, CBC helps reinforce that. And we try to, you know, point all the stories, especially in the Old Testament. It's, you know, we kind of, the kids kind of forget that all these stories are pointing to Jesus. And so it's a really good refresher to be like, okay, even though these happened before Jesus, these are all pointing to Jesus. And so, I can say, you know, just watching my kids go through it, they have learned a lot about the Bible, which I'm very appreciative of.
Too. It's amazing what little, I mean, you said it goes down to 2 years old. It's amazing what even that age can, grasp.
And what they remember too. Bennett will bring up stuff all the time that I'm like, oh, you weren't listening. So even if you think your kids are not listening, they are. If you, even if you don't see it at the moment, they will randomly bring stuff up at a random time and like, oh,
at bedtime.
They like to
past bedtime.
They like to think deep philosophical questions, but they're listening, they're paying attention. And it's amazing what they can pick up on, even as young as two.
Yeah. So if there's anybody listening who's not involved in CBC, adults or kids, mm-hmm. what would you tell those people if they want to get
involved? If you're not, if you're currently a member and not bringing your two-year-old through a second grader, come, please bring them. We're always looking for more kids. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to get to know your peer group and have another Bible study. And even if your kids, you know, might have separation anxiety, I know that that's, you know, a worry.
Yeah.
They'll work through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had periods where I sat with my kids a little bit, but they all grow out of it.
They grow out of it. And you can always, and we're fine with you sitting with your kid too, if, you know, that's what they need to transition. And the good thing about having our adult class is it's right next door.
Yeah.
So if you are concerned about
that,
you can hear your kid. I had to go get my kid a couple of weeks ago because she fell out of a chair. So I had to go get her and hold her. So if that's a, you know, a concern, our class is right next door. Yeah. And then if you're a, you know, a parent and wanting to get involved, myself and Kathy Gray, we organize the teams, and we're always, you know, needing help. And I know sometimes some people might want to take a break, and because we have puppet teams for every week, and then we have leaders, and then we have people that sit with the kids during CBC, and then we have try to have someone, you know, that helps beforehand to, you know, get them in the mindset for CBC. So sometimes we'll do a craft, sometimes we'll play a game. So we always need help with that. So any way you'd want to get involved, you can see myself or Kathy and we'll put you to work.
Yeah. And it's really great that it's a different team every week, because I have my one night a month that I do it.
But, yes. It's a commitment, but not a huge commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about other people who might not be local? Do you have any recommendations for if they'd like to start a program like CBC?
There are lots of resources out there. I know when I was talking with my in-laws, I said, well, how did y'all even, you know to do this? And, you know, what did y'all do to get it started? And that's when they were telling me the church they came from in New Mexico, they had a program. And that's what they modeled it after. And so the lady who was in charge of the program in New Mexico shared all of her stuff with them to help them get started until they, you know, kind of found their groove. And then, you know, they just, you know, did the planning themselves. And so we try to, I know Kathy and I try to do a little planning in the summer, just, you know, what we're going to cover. But, you know, our curriculum that we have done here has really laid out a framework. So we always know what we're covering. It's just, you know, it's up to us to make it fun and find fun things to do to present it to the kids. But, so I know that there are like curriculums you can purchase. So you could always go that route. If you're not comfortable coming up with curriculum, or if you know of a church that would be willing to share their resources, I'm sure you could reach out to a church that maybe you saw or attended that had a similar program. I'm sure churches would be willing to help anyone. And then with AI, I'll be honest, I have been rewriting a lot of our skits that we do.
Yeah.
The puppet skits.
That's a good idea.
Just to update them a little bit, because some of the references, I'm like, oh, these kids are not going to get this reference. These are, you know, 20 years old. And then too, our, we have, you know, we have group, like our week are the birds. And so some of the skits are not with the birds. And so I have to rewrite them and make them bird friendly.
Yeah.
And so I use AI, I use ChatGPT to help me write those. And then, you know, I make sure and edit them and make sure they're all good. And
that's a really good idea.
So I do that. And then of course there's just a lot of free stuff. You know, my in-law started this, you know, 25 plus years ago. There was no internet.
Yeah.
Or if there was, you know, it wasn't readily available. So they, you know, had to tap on other congregation shoulders. Well, most congregations will have their stuff on the internet. So look out there and see what what it is. I mean, you always have to, you know, scour it and make sure it's, you know, biblically sound. But there's lots of creative people out there that you can definitely get started. The biggest thing would be if you wanted to do puppets. Puppets are pretty expensive, so it'd be kind of an investment. But you can always start off with a few and add to them over the years. That's what we have done. As different people have, you know, taken over organizing it, they've always added a few more puppets. So, but we have our signature. He used to be called Elmer, but now he's called Elmo. He's a big blue guy. All the kids love him. He always comes out at VBS.
Yes, he makes an appearance at VBS.
Yes.
Well, I think we covered a lot of ground here. Is there anything else that you wanted to say that we didn't cover yet?
I can't say. I mean, I think we covered pretty much all the highlights. And but definitely it is a great tool that we have here for teaching and instructing kids, and hopefully a tool parents appreciate and enjoy. And we'd love to have your kiddos if you're not bringing them currently.
If you're local, Abilene.
Yes.
Sure. Sunday nights at
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the fellowship hall, fellowship area.
Yes, our education building. It's where we meet. And we're usually there early, so you can even drop them off a few minutes early if you need to. And we typically go all the way to six, so you need to come and enjoy an hour of Bible study. We have a couple of different classes. I believe Sam is still continuing on in Ephesians, and then we have a class on the Holy Spirit right now for parents.
Well, I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you so much, Miss Joanna. Thanks for being on and for teaching our kiddos. I know that's a really important work. If you guys want to visit us at bakerheights.org/strongerwomen, you can see more content from us there. And if you want to find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we would love to hear your ideas. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, if you'd like a Bible study, you can contact us here at the Baker Heights Church. And we'd love to set up a Bible study with you. There's also free Bible studies on theworldbibleschool.org. But we're just so glad you joined us today. Thank you.